Good morning, everybody. We're right at 11 o'clock. We're interrupting the music of Kazatzidis, and of course, we are a presentation of his music. Kazatzidis, the one and only, passed away 20 years ago today, so a little music in his memory. But joining us right on time, as he does each and every Tuesday on Grecian Echoes, it's Manny Frangidakis of 12 Points Wealth Management to give us a little bit of a market update. Manny, good morning. Que kalimera.
Kalimera, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Sunny day here in Boston, winding down the summer, trying to keep that.
Summer's over, buddy. You're a little late.
Two more weeks, Manny. Two more weeks. Two more weeks. Actually, 1 week and 1 day, I think. But nonetheless,
there you go.
Beautiful
there
day today. How you doing, Manny? Let's start off with the Patriots before we get into the market update.
Yeah. So let's see. Mac Jones impressed as everyone thought he would. He is the leader of this team now and in the future. We are in really good hands. So, you know, it's a very bullish future if you're a New England Patriots fan. But we didn't do enough to deserve to win that game, even though we controlled the ball for two-thirds of the possession time. But, you know, when you make four fumbles, you recover two of them, but that's just too many balls on the ground.
Yeah.
You're shooting yourself in the foot. We did not deserve to win that game. Nor did Miami. Miami played a terrible game. They had two drives that were successful, the opening drive of the game and one drive in the third quarter. Besides that, two in the Dolphins' offense could not move the ball against our defense. But the other part was, and I think that, again, this is going to take some time, we have a number of players that came back on our defense that sat out last year.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to get game ready.
Sure.
You cannot get game ready in preseason. Your snaps are limited. You're running. You're playing at 70% because of fear of injury. So you're never going to get game ready until you go till week five of the regular season. So I think that that defense will improve drastically because that front seven did not look good on Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, listen, nonetheless, football season is here and we're into another season. So Manny,
more importantly though, the Bryan Bulldogs won Saturday against Sacred Heart.
Did they
at
really?
Home.
Didn't hear
Saturday
that news.
Night game.
Good news.
And we Sacred Heart was favored by 10.5 points and we blew them out.
Did you go? Did you go?
No, but I followed it.
Yeah, Manny, you know what? Let's go to a Bryant game this year. Let's hook up and go to a Bryant game.
I'd love to.
Kill a Saturday afternoon. Sounds like a plan. All right, let's.
Parentes after?
For all our Bryant alumni fans listening, they know exactly what that means. Anyway, Manny, a little bit the week. Let's hear it. It's still, this COVID mania remains. The world is still shaken up. And some effects in your industry this past week, so I'll defer to you.
Well, look, I mean, we called the tape pretty perfectly. Last week
yep.
was, you know, the market went down 0.5% tier. No one really cares. It
mm-hmm.
didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the first time in months that we had five down days in a row. So that seasonal weakness we've been talking about is coming to fruition.
Yep.
I do still see multiple pockets of weakness out there. You had a strong market in the futures this morning that was right after the CPI report, which showed a slightly less level of inflation than was projected.
Mm-hmm.
So people are already talking about, is this peak inflation? There's no way it is. We continue to be on the side of the camp that this is not transitory. I mean, plenty of us are business owners and speak to many different producers, manufacturers, logistics, and distributors. There's pain everywhere. Prices mm-hmm. are going up through the roof. We can't get labor. Starbucks will only open for a couple hours a day because they can't get baristas. McDonald's is paying $18 an hour to flip burgers. I mean, there's cost and input pressures everywhere. So we are seeing, you know, we are expecting some material weakness over the next rest of the year due to a multitude of factors, not being leased, inflation, higher costs, continued supply disruptions, potential for higher taxation. And then not to mention the enormous government debt load and higher U.S. deficits. At a period of time where growth is slowing, there's a real, you know, there is a chance out there that the Federal Reserve will have to hike in a weak growth environment, which will be a double negative to the market. So right now we're being very, very cautious. We're recommending the purchase of stocks. The way we're looking at it is if a stock hasn't risen since April 1st, then it's potentially on our buy list. But if it's already moved post the April 1st date of this of 2021, it's not in our target zone. I think that right now people need to be extremely careful.
Yeah, there's just an awful, so much uncertainty out there right now. And we were discussing this with Petro and Costa a little bit later. They had to leave. But there is just, and myself, I've never been more, you know, take the vaccine so you will, you know, not get COVID. And now we're finding out that you take the vaccine, you can get COVID. Now we're finding out that perhaps you need
but
a second
dose. But it was never
dose.
That's the number one thing.
Yeah,
that was never the case. There was the science never said you can't get COVID with the vaccine.
Yeah.
The vaccine, don't remember, forget, you have to go back to vaccine history. They take multiple years to produce, and there's multiple studies that go into them.
Yep.
So that determines the efficacy in the long run. We did not have that privilege this time due to the immediate rollout that was required.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we just don't know what the efficacy range is, even though yesterday it came out that they said that potentially boosters might not be needed for quite some time, given how strong these vaccines are holding up. The vaccine is to prevent you from getting severely ill. It's the same thing like the flu shot.
Yep.
It's not going to prevent you from getting it or transmitting it. It's just going to take a lethal virus to a very minimal level. So that is the importance about the vaccine. It's not that you can no longer receive the virus. That's the number one misconception that's out there.
Yeah. Is this affecting, do you find that this is taking its toll on the market at all, the whole COVID situation, or not really? I'd have to say, based on the numbers, not really.
Yeah. The market is at a crossroads right now.
Yeah.
Yes, it's looking at slower growth due to COVID
mm-hmm.
and further supply disruptions and the lack of productivity that is being brought about due to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the market is also dealing with another multitude of factors. Very high valuations trading at 23 times earnings and 1.5% from an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation that is ripping higher than anyone perceived. Germany printed 5% this morning. That is the highest in a very, very long time. So it's not just a domestic problem. It's an international problem. 2/3 of companies around the world are having labor issues. So that's adding to the equation. And on top of that, you have slowing growth. So growth has slowed due to a multitude of factors, and that is not even taking into consideration the virus. So what the market is looking at right now is an influx of whether we receive further stimulus and monetary accommodation is here for quite some time, or we at a crossroads where potentially inflation rips higher, is not transitory. The Fed is going to have to move in an impromptu time at a time where we're having unbelievable and historic debt loads.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a multitude of factors right now, and which is why we're hitting, you know, the caution button. It's the first time in a long time you had five of the largest banks come out and put caution on the market and downgrade. Morgan Stanley downgraded the U.S. and upgraded their international weighting. So it's not just us. It's being perceived kind of everywhere that, you know, it's not going to be a black swan moment, but we could be potentially towards the end of good times that we've experienced over the last 12 years.
Yeah. You know, people need to be very, very careful. You know, unless you're absolutely blind or don't do your own shopping, you know, what used to cost you $100 just a mere 7 months ago is costing you $150. And that's...
Well, go to the grocery store. It's picked apart.
Yeah.
They're now expecting you could have, the worst case scenario is you have a run on the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people hoarding food, and you're starting to see signs of it.
Yeah.
So we're not in a very positive environment in terms of what the market would like.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like we're in a very positive environment, just surrounded by life as it brings us. But we gotta keep plugging in. We gotta just keep on going. No doubt about that. So with that being,
I agree.
Yeah. So what's good? What's good? Give us some good news about the market.
Look, I think that the fact that the vaccines are holding up is a good news. You had a report come out yesterday that said boosters might not be needed for quite some time. I think that's still got to be a positive situation.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing, you know, what occurred in Florida and other places in this country is starting to roll back a little bit. So hopefully we're moving past Delta. But there's no guarantee that there aren't other variants that are going to pop up.
Yeah.
So it's still a very tricky environment. And to your point earlier, we're just surrounded by uncertainty.
Yeah. Manny, what have you seen? You live in the city. Have you seen an uptick, a downtick? You've mentioned the word several times on our program, you know, herd immunity. And at least here in Massachusetts, I understand that close to 70% of our Massachusetts population has been vaccinated. Sure, we're having rising cases, but we're having a very, small percentage of deaths as a result of it. And those continue to be those who are, you know, unhealthy from what I understand from the data I'm looking at. So, how are you seeing the city vibe?
Look, it's starting to come back. In terms of herd immunity, I don't know if we'll get there and how we determine that. Just given the fact that we have so many vaccines out right now, and we're at 70% of our Massachusetts population vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could be there. I just don't know what, you know, what does the science say and what do they say, hey, we're here. In terms of the city, it's starting to get a little bit more lively. What I'll point to is rents are jumping through the roof, which mm-hmm. tells you that people are coming back, that listings are flying off. So rents are moving much higher in the city now after being put on pause over the last year and actually declining.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that people are coming back. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive sign. And I think that, you know, this will be a slow process of getting people, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, when are the offices truly open and when does it, you know, and it could be 2 years from now when, you know, you finally get to the point where it's like, no, this is gone. We're in the office every day. You know, I moved to XYZ suburb, but now I got to come back because my commute's an hour and now traffic is back.
Yep.
So I think a lot of that will change over the next 1 to 2 years. But in the interim, I mean, we're moving in the right direction where people are, you know, back in downtown. There is traffic. There's plenty of people walking around. Now, again, it's nice weather, so who knows what happens in the winter months.
Yeah.
But at least in the moment, you know, where the momentum is in the right direction with people returning.
Yeah. Manny, I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk to the listening audience. For those who may have a portfolio who are really questioning, you know, themselves and where they're going, just a simple conversation on, you know, those who might want to be, you know, extremely conservative under these situations comparing to what they've had. You know, what would you say to that listening audience?
Yeah, so we are a true holistic financial planning shop. This is not a cookie cutter equation. We have 5 certified planners on staff that all they do is rip through data and set up a portfolio based off your lifestyle, your goals, your income, your potential tax mitigation in the future, and create buckets that set you up for true financial independence.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more than just that I rip 7% or 17% of my portfolio. There's
right.
so much more that goes into that.
Of course.
But the other thing that we are is we're certified exit planners. So what we do is essentially outside of managing the portfolios, we work with a lot of business owners, and a lot of them are baby boomers that are experiencing some type of demographic change or ownership change. And essentially what we do is help them and their company get ready for sale over a 2 to 3 year period, while at the same time managing their financial plan to make sure that their lives are set up in the aftermath of a potential sale of their business or exit from a corporation.
Mm-hmm. Exit planning. Very interesting.
Correct.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
It's all around financial planning, retirement planning, tax mitigation,
mm-hmm.
yeah. making sure that you guys are set up and that there's wealth acceleration happening and hopefully wealth transfer and legacy.
Yeah, yeah. Manny Frangidakis, 12 Points Wealth Management. Closing comments on this fine Tuesday morning, my friend.
Well, look, we have beautiful weather. I know it's not a rosy situation out there. I wish I had a more of a positive outlook this morning, but unfortunately, that's the environment that we're in. We, you know, the best we can do is take the lemons we get and hopefully try to turn it into lemonade, which is why I urge caution to everyone out there that could be holding some type of security. I would really truly want to understand what I own and what the ramifications are and what the potential blind spots and weaknesses that I'm missing. So again, just want to ear to the side of caution to make sure that people understand, you know, what, you know, potentially could occur over the next year or so.
Yeah. Manny Frangidakis, 617-212-8343. I'll say it again, 617-212-8343. Manny, am I going to see you on Thursday night at our Alpha Omega meeting? Am I going to see you face-to-face?
Yes, you will, sir.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Looking
Likewise.
Forward to it. Looking forward to it. Manny Frangidakis, 12 Points Wealth Management, joins us each and every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Thanks, Manny. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eddie. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Be
Bye-bye.
Well. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.